help Mobility 21 establish our course of action in the coming year to bring increased transportation investment to Southern California. With over 21 million residents and the largest congressional and legislative delegations in Washington, D.C. and Sacramento, when Southern California speaks with one voice, we have the strength to convince Congress and the administration, the governor and the legislature, that investing in our region is essential to our nation and to our state's economic success. Collectively, we are pushing for a reliable source of funding for all modes of transportation. Mobility 21 is also focused on promoting a stable regulatory environment, new financing mechanisms to help us leverage our own local transportation dollars, and a strategic plan for investment in our goods movement infrastructure, which supports commerce across the nation. Proud of what Mobility 21 and all of you in this room have accomplished in this past year, but we have much more to do. While Congress was able to pass a new surface transportation reauthorization bill, we all know it's a short-term solution. We must continue to insist on a long-term bill that fully funds sustainable transportation solutions. And we have so much more to do in Sacramento to unleash the potential of private sector investment in our state. I'd now like to take a moment to recognize the team who put together today's summit, the Mobility 21 Board, the Executive Steering Committee, and the staff and volunteers who embody the theme of our conference this year, We're All in This Together. Would you all please stand, and let's give them a round of applause. Okay. Well, as I walked through the exhibit hall, I saw America at work. I saw companies that are building this country. There was an excitement in that room, and I hope that you will take every opportunity to visit with our exhibitors, because they all want to do the same thing that you want to do, and that's create jobs and build a great Southern California. We hope that today all of you expand your network, you learn about new programs, products, and innovations, and you get excited about what we can do collectively to build the economy and the transportation infrastructure of Southern California. We're all in this together, and Mobility 21 is proud to be taking the lead for one region, one voice, and one future. Let's have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Also, I wanted to highlight a couple elected officials separately. So I didn't read them in the list, but I want to read them now. So would you join with me in welcoming City Council Member from the City of Riverside, Steve Adams, Supervisor from the great County of San Bernardino, Janice Rutherford, and my friend Assemblyman Brian Stanton. Disneyland Resort is Lisa Haynes, Vice President of Public Affairs. Lisa oversees, pay attention, all external and internal communication. That's just about most of it. Government relations and community relations for this, the happiest place on earth. Leading a team of about 70 cast members, Lisa is responsible for creating and implementing effective public affairs strategies while enhancing relationships with the media.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Kurt. And good morning. On behalf of the 23,000 cast members here at the Disneyland Resort, it's really my pleasure to welcome you here for your 11th annual Mobility 21 Conference. We're really pleased that you picked this location. Commission, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity later today to see some of the exciting things that have been going on here at the resort for the last several years. It's quite an honor for me to be in the room here with so many experts in transportation and the industry, but I will tell you at the same time, it's a little daunting, so forgive me if I'm a little nervous up here. I do actually want to recognize one of those leaders, and I think you all know him so well, and that's Kurt Pringle. Clearly for his vision of transportation, not just in California, but in Anaheim. It was so exciting last week for many of us at the resort to finally witness the groundbreaking of Arctic, which is an incredibly exciting, state-of-the-art transportation hub for Orange County that's located right here in Anaheim. Kurt was instrumental in that effort and really bringing that to life, and on behalf of the leadership team at the Disneyland Resort, and I'm sure many of you in this room, I just want to thank him personally again for those efforts, because it's well needed, and we really look forward to an exciting future on that front. It's also an exciting time here at the Disneyland Resort. As many of you know, we recently saw the culmination of a multi-year billion-dollar investment here, where we expanded Disney California Adventure Park, as well as refurbished hotels, added new restaurants and merchandise locations, and added the brand new 12-acre Cars Land, which is located over at Disney California Adventure. Our marketing team is pretty sure you've all heard of Cars Land by now, but if you haven't, please try to get out there at some point to go and see it. It's amazing, and particularly if you've got young boys or big fans of the movie, you truly feel like you have stepped into that, onto that stage where the town of Radiator Springs is and the characters are, and just it's really a wonderful experience. During the expansion, we employed thousands of construction workers over the course of 5 years, and we created 3,000 new and permanent jobs here at the resort. As the largest employer in Orange County, we are incredibly proud of the economic impact we have on Southern California, and Orange County in particular. In fact, yesterday, some of you may have seen an article in the Orange County Register that reported that local hotel room rates and occupancies are up significantly this year. And primarily, that's due to the investment that we've made here in the area. Local guests and tourists are coming to Orange County in droves, and that's good. And it's not only good for Disney, it's good for all the other local business and hoteliers that support tourism here in Orange County. Together, we generate significant tax revenue for Orange County, for California, and for the city of Anaheim, where we fund nearly half of the city's general fund and contribute to local transportation initiatives like Measure M and Measure M2. But we're also mindful of the impact that has on the area and the millions of guests that we're bringing to Orange County each year by planes, trains, automobiles, and buses, and we're really hopeful someday that we'll be able to add high-speed rail to the list. And because of that, we are incredibly committed to continuing to work closely with Anaheim, Orange County, and state transportation officials to help bring innovative solutions to the region's transportation needs. That's why we support conferences like Mobility 21 and the efforts you are all engaged in here today, addressing some of the region's most pressing transportation challenges is certainly not easy, and we realize that. And we actually know it firsthand. It literally took us years to figure out how to make elephants fly. But hey, if we can do that. Now granted, we were in Fantasyland. But regardless, it was a handful of Imagineers who figured out how to make an elephant fly. I'm pretty certain that all of you in this room can try to figure out some solutions to ending gridlock in Southern California. But don't focus on Cars Land. We love the gridlock in Cars Land. So we hope that this conference strengthens relationships and generates a greater understanding of how we each play an important part in the overall success of transportation in California. To the organizers of today's conference, we thank you so much for picking the Disneyland Resort as your conference location. And certainly, if there's anything that we can do for you throughout the day here, please let us know. We've got a number of cast members that are here to be of assistance to this conference and to the leaders of this group. I thank you all for attending and for your continued commitment to improving transportation in the region and making Southern California an even better place to live and to work and obviously to play. Thank you so much, and I hope that you all enjoy your day here.